Call the meeting to order, please.
Right.
Let the record show that all members of the Finance Committee are in attendance. Do we have any public comments to make? We'll get the minutes approved.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions, discussions? If not, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving right along. Go.
Purchasing approvals. We have, it looks like, 10 purchases this morning. First one is the yearly payroll software maintenance and support with Highline Corporation. And in a similar fashion, the Animal Control Department has their annual renewal for the Chameleon software system that manages their department. If any questions about either one of those two, we can answer them.
No questions?
We also have a revision to an approval last month on our animal tags. It was a 69 cents difference, so we put it back on the list for reapproval. The coroner is requesting the purchase of a new 2013 Ford Expedition vehicle. This is in the budget, and the coroner's here. I would like an explanation or anything.
Anybody got a question in the coroner?
Is this an extra one, or we're going to get
a replacement vehicle, sir?
Okay.
And Steve, the Expedition, you guys carry equipment for accident scenes and things like that. That's
well, that, and also we have a disaster trailer, and we need something to be able to tow it. And it's a four wheel in case sometimes we have to get into wooded areas.
Right. Facilities Management Department has three approvals for your consideration. The first one is the design agreement with Civil Design Incorporated for some handicap ramps. Yeah. Kurt, this is the replacement of our ramp.
The camp ramp out here, the curved one, the concrete deteriorated very badly, and there's some ADA concerns we have to straighten out on that also.
Any questions?
This Kurt? Is the ramp right out here?
Not the newer one, the curved one, the original one to the building.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it wasn't the newer one.
So is the one that we have not approved?
The current one, there's just two minor repairs on the handrail that need to be done.
Yeah.
The older one, the
concrete is breaking
out. The expansion joints are chopped out. Also, we need to double check some of the slopes aren't quite right, and the handrail needs to curve along with the slopes to the
okay.
Ramp.
We actually have some significant tripping hazards on the one out front.
Yeah, I know that. I noticed that.
And that's been
you fall up there too.
Bring that up to
yeah.
us.
I always take that ramp. So.
Then also, we're moving into phase two of our ADA study. Last year, we had Sitton Construction Group come in and do a study of all county facilities. They've produced the report now. Now we're moving into a multi-year implementation, and we're requesting that they be put under contract to assist Kurt's department with various different projects as we start working down the list and developing priorities. And if there's any questions, I'm sure Kurt can add to that.
Any questions, anyone?
With the Highway Department, we have a professional services agreement with SCI Engineering for the Stock Bridge on Lebanon Road. Gary, sir, if there's any questions about
it. Questions of Dave or Gary, rather?
We have a new copy machine for the Public Defender's Office. The Public Defender's here. Answer any questions about it. And lastly, with the Special Service Area Number 1, we have a pump repair at lift station number 19. Up there is another one on there too. The Sheriff's Department has five squad car video cameras and accessories.
Any questions?
And are those replacement video cameras? Or
no, those are
new ones.
Cameras that a grant that we received from the Illinois Police Training Board. One of those deals where we got to pay for one first and then they reimburse the county. So,
okay.
Yeah, no cost.
Good.
The accessories is just part of the video camera system itself. Accessories,
right.
Got it.
Is that all, Joe?
That's all.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Kelly? Aye. Ann?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
That's kind of James.
Moving on.
Under resolutions, we have four for consideration. The first one is for the Highway Department. It's a new Ford Expedition vehicle. Gary could answer any questions about it. We also, with the Sheriff's Department, has a purchase agreement for one new model 2013, basically 10 new vehicles, nine of the same and one that's different. And the Sheriff can answer questions if you would like an explanation. This is the budget was approved. We're into a new year, and they're spending the money allotted for vehicle replacement. We also have an agreement with the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District. This is our annual grant we provide them to provide services to Madison County government and Madison County residents.
Okay, can we bring that in separately?
Then the other two. Sorry.
Sure.
I need to abstain from that one since I sit on that board.
Okay. And then the last resolution is our annual envelope contract with Minuteman Press. And you should have a copy of that in front of you.
Yeah, what is the bid? There's not a price on here. It has there were bids received, but it doesn't tell what they were.
Here's what it is, Kelly. Basically, there's not a dollar amount because they order different quantities.
Okay.
So these are the three bids, and these are your breakdown if they order. This is the real quote. They order regular or they order recycled. So it's not a flat dollar amount because each department pays for their own envelopes as they go.
Okay.
So we're just getting the best price all at once instead of awarding them every time.
So the best quote at
home? So it's a price.
You're not actually purchasing them in bulk?
No. No, as the departments need them, then the place you order under the department.
Have we ever gone out to bid for bulk pricing?
Well, this is
I bet it would be a lot cheaper.
Well, they don't all print them at once. And this is just for your number 10 envelopes. Only your regular number 10 envelopes.
Right.
Nothing special on them, either black or blue ink.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder if there's...
With it being generic like that, you know, and they're not going to go bad on a shelf.
No, they don't go bad. They just color.
I just wonder, I know with me, if you do bulk, of course I would give a much better price. So I was just wondering what the price was.
Well, that's why you'll see the price breakdown for the quantity. This is every department pays for their own envelopes out of their budget. Wow. You know, so if we were to order some, or planning and development were to order some, everybody orders their own envelopes and pays for them out of their budget.
Okay.
And this is actually less than we're paying right now.
Right.
And there's actually really almost no price break. And once you get over $1,500, it's basically the same.
There's
what it works out to. You look at them.
We do have a wide fluctuation in the uses from one department to the next. I mean, the county board department uses next to nothing, but some departments monthly
for order. From 1 year to the next, it's probably pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. Annual consumption would be pretty consistent.
So there's not much of a breakdown. There's how much of a breakdown is there?
You see, after you jump up like the third one, that is almost no price.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't we normally used to print these? Sorry, Timothy. Did we normally used to print these downstairs? No?
No. They're a union. They have a union telephone.
Right.
So they go to a union printer.
Sure. Okay. I think it would benefit us that the next time around we should look into, you know, maybe setting it up so that we could do bulk pricing, even though it's after so many. I know whenever I deal with all three of these printers that I get bulk rates if I do.
Well, basically we're telling them we're going to purchase probably approximately $300,000 per year, so that's what they're basing it on.
Oh, okay, so they're basing bulk pricing.
Yeah, so they are giving us pricing based on our overall quantity,
but
it's getting billed as we order per department.
Perfect. Okay, that makes
sense. So they do
sense.
Know yeah. that, you okay. know, we're going to order a large
amount. So you're still getting bulk pricing, but you're just not ordering
all
of it.
Yeah, it's just like
it. Yeah.
broke down okay. as people need it.
Okay, yeah, sorry, that makes Kelly. Sense. All right,
this
sorry.
This is for
yeah.
a year, like, I mean, yes. these prices will hold for a year, right?
I was thinking we were ordering 500 at a time.
No.
And they were hoping that we would get bulk.
No.
Okay, I got gotcha. You.
And we're going to use all three of these printers?
No, we're only
no.
using
just
Minuteman.
Minuteman.
Okay.
Those are the three that bid.
Got it.
We might want to attach a price schedule to the resolution so that
right.
you know, people at least know what we're spending.
Sure. or what's expected. Yeah. Cool.
I have a question concerning the vehicle for the highway department versus the one for the coroner's office. Is there just a little bit of difference in those two vehicles?
In the setup?
There's about 18 inches difference in the body. We use ours for the survey vehicle.
Okay.
And we need to get an extended long body. Yeah.
Okay.
That's why the difference.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Pointed that out to Steve here.
Well, you're spending more money than he is, so.
More vehicles.
Yeah, Bill.
I just wanted to ask, on the sheriff's vehicles, are we still using Fords or?
Yes.
And are they still LPDs or?
No, they're a Taurus.
Okay.
Type vehicle. The Crown Victorias are
gone, right? I didn't know if they still had some of them around or what.
Costs.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Moving on.
That's all. So we're seeking approval for all except the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District resolution. We do that separately.
So moved.
Kelly's made a motion. You get a second?
Second.
Ann's made a second. Any further discussion? If not, Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
And Gene?
Okay.
And then the last one is the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District resolution.
Is that the $50,000 one that we...
$39,000.
They could really use $50,000.
That's one we approved in planning and development, right?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Very good.
I so move.
Second.
Motion by Gene, second by Ann. Any further questions? Kelly, you're abstaining.
Aye.
It's all good.
Is that all you have, Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Motel tax.
Motel tax reconciliation report for September, October, November 2012. Total amount collected was $1,949.65. There was a 5% administration fee withheld for $97.48. The total amount distributed was $1,852.17. It was divided evenly between the River Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Tourism and Convention Bureau in the amount of $926.08 for each entity, and I move for your approval.
The motion?
So moved.
Second.
Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Very in.
Aye.
Okay, moving forward, Mr. Chairman, we have several refunds. The first one is the amount of $133.66 to an individual. Excuse me. This refund is due because the customer forgot to change their status information with their bank pertaining to their billing. The second is from the special service area in the amount of $29.65 to an individual. Refund is due to an overpayment at closing. And the third one is for 22 checks out of the unrestricted animal control account. The amount is $410, and these refunds are from overpayment on registration fees, and I move for your approval.
Good motion.
Second.
And second. Any questions, Rick, on these? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Aye.
And Gene?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have some appropriation resolutions. The first is immediate emergency appropriation from the Special Service Funds, 2012 Enhanced Drug Treatment Grant, $11,359. Subsequent to the adoption of the budget, it was determined there were necessary expenditures that would be incurred in the operations of that department that were not provided for in the fiscal year 2012 budget. I move for you. Want to bring them? Well, I guess I ought to bring this in.
Yeah, bring them.
Okay. That's for Maybe we ought to vote on this separate, because if we can, Mr. Chairman, because it's immediate emergency appropriation.
Need a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Second.
Second by Bill. Any questions? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Dot?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Okay, we have a resolution for reappropriations of the remaining 2012 budget to the 2013 year budget. The Board of Review wants to reappropriate $15,000. The State's Attorney's Administration, $25,870. And the Sheriff Capital Outlay, $49,160. The total of these are $90,030 and no cents. And then you have the Internal Service Fund that has another $15,000. The total of these reappropriations are $105,030 and no cents. And I move for your approval.
Good motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions or discussions?
I might note we had some additional reappropriations last month that didn't make it on the board agenda, but those will be on this month in addition to this resolution.
Okay. Very good.
And those were already approved by the Finance Committee.
Very good. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
MG?
Yes. Okay, we have two immediate emergency appropriations. The first is to the Sheriff's Department has been awarded a grant for the purpose of purchasing and installing camera equipment in the amount of $23,910. That's the first one. The second one is in the amount of $93,609. It's entitled the Adult Redeploy Illinois Program. And the purpose of this is establishing a continuum of local community-based sanctions and treatment alternatives for nonviolent offenders who would otherwise be incarcerated. It is from the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority, and they've authorized funds in the amount of $93,609. It's a no-match grant. I move for your approval on both grants.
Good motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any questions of Rick on these? Kelly?
Aye.
And Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry? And Gene?
Yes.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, we have the summary report of claims and transfers in November, and it's revised, and I move for your approval on that.
Get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
I have a question. What's the revision?
Overall information has been updated. Last month when it was submitted, it still had the October.
No. Okay. All right.
So that's just a revised November.
I thought you meant there had been something else.
Okay. Get a motion?
I did.
Ann did. Okay, very good. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
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 Sorry. Is that all you have, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We got a food and sanitation ordinance amendment, and you want to speak to this, Tony? I don't know.
There was a question last month if you're on the county board meeting agenda, and some of the board members wanted the Finance Committee to also approve the resolution. So the Health Department Committee actually approved this resolution back in December, and it's been brought to you today for your approval as well. And I'll go back on the county board. I'm happy to answer any questions. I can tell you pretty much what some of the questions that I had from other county board members regarding this is why do we need to do this? And unfortunately, these are user fees. We're required by the state of Illinois to conduct these food inspections, and this helps cover my costs as far as getting the folks out there. Last year we did over 3,600 routine inspections, and there's seven individuals that do it. So, you know, this helps with my total income of last year. The environmental fees was about 10% of our income generated. So this is just trying to keep up with those costs. Back in 2008, when there was another amendment made that we adjusted the fees, which was the first time since the ordinance was passed, at that time, the county board, you all, the Board of Health, decided that we were charging or approved the intent to charge everyone for a fee, regardless if they were not-for-profit, government entity, etc. And the thought process of that is, number one, there's a lot of facilities that pay to be business owners. You're in direct competition with those not-for-profits. But number two, it's a user fee. We still have to invest our resources and our time to go in and conduct those inspections, regardless if they pay for the permit or not. So I ask you to look at it in that way. It's not atypical for how other departments or how other counties deal with these things. I know it's no one likes to have to pay more, but this is actually just part of it, and I don't know how else to present this, but to answer your questions.
Are we seeing a big increase in the amount of places that we go from year to year?
And Tony, you do an amazing job. So,
well,
I mean, if
my
you,
staff does an amazing
if you tell me that this is something we really have to have, of course. But my concern is, and I know I've talked to Gene about this too, a lot of the smaller not-for-profits that even I'm involved with, JCs, the Lions Clubs, things like that, we've noticed an increase in health department fees every year for the last few years, it seems.
No. Not since.
We haven't raised the fees
since
2008. Since 2008.
Okay.
And, you know, like I said, you should have in your packet a copy of what we're adjusting for the temporary fees, uh-huh. which is primarily what you're talking about.
Right.
It's a $25 increase. There is a huge jump, and this does look.
In the farmer's market.
Well, that was a brand new fee.
Okay.
You all voted on that last year. That came in last year as the result of the Small Cottage Food Operations Act and vendors wanting to sell.
Sure.
Popcorn at farmers markets.
I know the popcorn thing is killing me.
I know
$150
is killing us too.
A whole lot of popcorn.
But we're out there doing those inspections. To be very honest with you, and so that's the way you have to look at it. And frankly,
isn't there a yearly fee that they could fall under though?
At a temporary event, yes. A farmers market. Illinois did this. The legislature did this.
Illinois,
they made this declaration 2 years ago. So we're just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Right. Okay,
very honest.
It must not be an increase every year. We're seeing new additional fees every year.
That was the first. The fee just happened last year.
Sure.
And it was to be able to accommodate the folks that were doing things already. Otherwise, they couldn't do it.
Right.
Within a farmers market.
Sure.
That's why we could not go
to a farmer's market and
we were never regulating
temporary.
No.
Oh,
temporary
because you weren't regulating
right.
farmers markets.
A temporary
market
event and a farmer's market are two, they're defined by the state as two very different functions. Mm-hmm. We have a multiple temporary permit operation. So if the JCs want to work at the Homecoming of Troy and St. Jacob and Highland, they get that permit. It's one fee. And that makes them.
So this is not an increase on that one time
no,
fee?
No, it's not. The increase that's happening is we are trying to deter these temporary vendors of waiting for the day of the event when we're out there to get the permit. They need to have the permit before they're actually out there operating. There are critical equipment that they need to have.
Mm-hmm.
It takes my staff a lot longer in the field to process the permits.
Sure.
And so that's why the increase is a little more for the day of event, because we're trying to deter them from waiting.
That makes sense.
Okay, but a temporary permit is a one-day event.
Yes, there is a fee for a temporary event. Or if you do what I will say, multiple temporary events, meaning that you locate, mm-hmm. you set up in several mm-hmm. different venues throughout three homecomings,
sure.
you can pay one fee, and that license then is good for that temporary event.
One
season.
Fee that fits into which category?
It's called multiple temporary event. And it goes from $125 to $150. And that's good for your entire season.
What about the farmer's market out here? Do they pay one fee or do they have to pay every week? You know?
No, the farmer's market, the establishment, the facility itself would pay one fee for that farmer's market.
Okay, very good.
Now, if they want to go to a different farmer's market, it's a different fee. I want to be very clear on that.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you. But you know what? Farmers markets are supposed to be fruits and veggies and craft items. It's not supposed to be. But that's a whole different story.
Right.
I'm with you.
All right.
The farmers market, the people that fit under the Farmers Market Act do not pay a fee.
That's correct.
They are not paying. The people that are out there selling the vegetables and the jams and the jellies and whatever falls under the Act, they do not pay a fee except a registration fee. The people that do not fit under that Farmers Market Act, such as the popcorn vendor or the lemonade vendor, then they would be, we would have to issue them a special permit because they don't fit under the Farmers Market Act.
Okay, but we don't have an annual permit.
No.
Is that correct?
No.
Wouldn't that be beneficial?
Well, yeah, we do. $125.
That's...
If you want to operate, are you wanting to operate? If you want to operate at two farmers markets, one in Edwardsville and one in Alton, you have to get a permit.
You have to get two.
Yes.
See, that's the crazy part to me.
Yes,
it should be a one time.
Well, and again, I'm going to ask you to look at it from our perspective here.
Yeah.
If you're operating in Alton and Edwardsville, my people are going to Alton and Edwardsville.
But they're already there inspecting.
No, they're not. Not at farmers markets. They're registering. I know this is really crazy, and I'm sorry. but at farmers markets, you're typically selling fruits and vegetables, things that are not manipulated in any way, fresh fruits and vegetables. So the Illinois legislature last year approved what they call the Small Cottage Food Act that allows those types of vendors to operate within farmers markets setting. And the law went so far as to say that that's the only thing you can do within a farmer's market setting. So when we tried to prohibit the lemonade stands and the popcorn, there was uproar about that. Mm-hmm. And so this was the way we could then adjust that, because you can't just do it. The law doesn't allow you just to do it.
So the law basically says, no, you can't. And you said, well, you can, but you have to pay us $125.
We'll set it this way, because we have to come and inspect you, and you're a different function. You're not even fitting the definition of farmer's market.
And I say that we only issued two of those permits last year to two popcorn vendors, and one didn't, only came a couple days and folded up and left. So actually, we only have one of those temporary stands at a farmer's
really
market.
Venture into the temporary,
and it was here in Edwardsville.
I did get calls from local Boy Scouts and different people, too, though, that wanted to be at farmer's markets and didn't because of the fee. So you only got the two calls because we did deter them from being able to do that. That's the part that's a crying shame to me. That, I mean, if a Girl Scout wants to now sell something at a farmer's market, they have to come up with $125. That's outrageous.
On your schools, how much of a, this probably is in here, not
it's
$25.
$25 increase, Jack.
$25 increase.
And that's per event?
No, now we're talking about an annual permit holder.
And that's for all the schools with lunch programs?
It's for every establishment that is a permit.
Every school in Edwardsville Township or Edwardsville School District is $25 for the whole thing, right?
Right. So they have, what, 16 different schools?
$25 more, yeah.
Yeah, 16 different schools. So it will incur an additional $325 annually for Edwardsville School District if you want to pull that example.
Oh, okay. So it is $25 raises per each school.
Per each school. So it's a total of $325 that the entire district utilizes this. This isn't something we plan on doing every year. And again, I just want you to, we don't just, you know, we developed a strategic plan back in 2008 in a routine schedule when we would continually look at this. We crunch the data annually, and that's why we wait until the end of the year so that we can see where we sort of sit, you know, and stand as far as that goes. As I said, this isn't doing it just because we need to do it. It is to keep up with what it's costing us to actually do this.
Are we seeing a huge increase in events and sending people out?
Yes, in temporary events we are. Okay. Absolutely we are. We stand with our annual permit holders pretty much, you know, it differs, what, about 50 establishments here and there. But I want you to understand, too, we're also doing complaint investigations. We're doing foodborne illness investigations. We're doing in-services whenever they call and ask for that. There's a lot more items that are going into that. And I think, as you said, staff does a terrific job.
Absolutely.
And I think we have a great relationship with the majority of our permit holders and vendors. They look at us as a way to achieve, you know, they want to do a good job as well. And we're quite successful in working in getting educational compliance, over enforcement, you know, measures and things like that. So all I can tell you is that we wouldn't look at this again, you know, for another couple of years. And we're just, it was such a drastic increase in 2008 because we hadn't done it since 1996.
You're just trying
and
to
that was that. Wrong. And I'm trying to eliminate that because that was a problem. That was absolutely a problem.
Any further discussion?
Makes sense to me.
So you're going to the two Rural Kings in Madison County and inspect their popcorn?
That's hardware.
Not a farmer's market. Don't get that shut off.
That's not a farmer's
market. Oh, great. You're getting a call from Rural King, not me.
Mr. Tocano, we will have our staff conduct an assessment and see if they do meet the provisions of the
and give him credit for it.
Has anybody ever
gotten sick from eating popcorn? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Really?
That is the number one vehicle of transmission for the infamous hepatitis A virus, the norovirus, the food illness.
Oh, no. Oh. I retract that
peanuts
question.
On the bar, fine, yuck. I wouldn't do that either. The potato chips at the party. No, you need to have serving utensils. You need to have your own product. Absolutely.
She just eliminated half of my diet. Peanuts at the bar.
Thank you. Okay, any further discussion?
No. Thank you for answering all those questions.
Oh, no, thank you all. I appreciate it.
Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. No further discussion. Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
Larry?
And Jean?
Safety and risk.
I just have two items for you today for quarterly reports. The first one that you should have in front of you is the report of claims over $5,000 paid by this management. That's for workers' compensation liability property payments. And the next item is our Madison County Open Liability Claims Report for the last quarter. We have 23 pending professional liability claims. We closed four. In the last quarter, we had four general liability claims open, and we closed five of those in the last quarter, and then we have a total of six open auto liability claims, and we closed five of those in the last quarter. We have total open reserves for the open claims of $691,754.68. Is there any questions?
Any questions? A lot of money. Mm-hmm. Can we get a motion?
So moved.
Kelly.
Second.
Second on Bill. Any further discussions? Not Ann. Or Kelly.
Aye.
Ann.
Aye.
Not.
Aye.
Aye. Bill.
Aye.
Angie.
Aye.
Nothing else? Okay. Do we have any new business before the meeting?
Well, I noticed that the Sheriff's Department brought the body armor. Could I see it?
Right. I thought that would
I was kind of hoping for a demo.
I thought that would come up before the popcorn discussion.
We got to have priority. We got 600,000 over there.
Well, this isn't 600,000. But I brought this over. The reason for the reappropriation of the 49,000 from fiscal year 12 to 13 for the sheriff's office was to address this. I'll actually have to come before the committee, I guess, next month on this. What I'm wanting to do is throw that on him. All of the sheriff's deputies wear the traditional bulletproof vest, which will deflect most street firearm incidents. But we're seeing now more and more in light of Newtown and the incident in New York with the firemen, where we're dealing with high-powered weaponry. And this vest here, which you would not wear 24/7, so to speak, what I want to do is give all of the first responder people within the sheriff's office this equipment. It's not very fashionable. It doesn't, or it is very heavy. Take the helmet, Will. But when you're getting shot at, fashion doesn't really come into play. Every first responder officer would have this. Take that vest off a minute, Will. We're working on the final pricing through Barry and Michelle on this, so I'll be at your meeting next month to ask that we be allowed to proceed on this. This gives you an idea of what this armament is, and that is rated by the National Institute of Justice to be able to withstand like an AK-47 or an AR-15 type round, and I think it's prudent that we give our first responders this type of equipment.
Oh, yeah. I have a problem. you take it, Kelly.
How many of them are we talking about purchasing?
About 70, because those are the first responder deputies that we have. Even myself, I'll be carrying this equipment in my car because I very well could be the first responder depending on where I'm at. When you get involved in these active shooter situations in school, we don't know the weaponry that we're going to encounter in Newtown. The rifle that guy had would not, our current vest would not withstand a hit from that. This type of equipment would. So if you get that call, you're going to grab the kit, throw that vest on, throw that helmet on, and go in and try to neutralize that situation. I'll be back, like I say, next month to try to finalize this, but that was the reason for the reappropriation of the $49,000.
So that's very proactive.
Right. We're still working on the pricing, but it looks like it's going to be in the neighborhood of around $700 per outfit. Again, I hope they sit in the cars and are never used. Sure. But in the event you get that call, I don't want those guys to have to go in and neutralize the situation with less than the best.
So how much do those things weigh?
Each plate's about 8 or 9 pounds, and they're actually made out of ceramic. The problem you have with steel is you can get deflecting from it, mm-hmm. And also a ricochet. But
okay,
the ceramic,
so how many plates
it.
Are...
There's one in the front and one in the back.
Well, it seems like it would weigh a whole lot more than yourself.
Gene, I could pick you up with one hand.
Lord. Yeah, we wouldn't want to put that on you, Gene.
Oh, it's so heavy.
It would
weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have, in your pigeonholes, you have the annual report from the sheriff's office, which just came out this morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Sheriff, you think we could put that on the chairman and let somebody take a few shots?
The Sheriff, do those yard bulletproof vests, they run out after so many years. Am I wrong? They expire.
About 5 years.
And will these expire also?
Yes, but I think the shelf life on these is what?
Right about the same on the,
about 5 years
on the ceramic.
As well. Got it. Okay.
It. And the reason why is it's a ceramic plate. But it's wrapped in a Kevlar-type material.
Sure, and the Kevlar expires.
The 5-year expiration is based on it laying against your body and absorbing sweat and other moisture, which can deteriorate over time, so we suspect that these will last longer.
Right. So. Is there any? Are you going to notice any federal funding or anything like this for anything? I didn't know if everybody was heading in that direction or if you're just being...
Usually what the federal government does is if you're in dire need,
gotcha.
Like you don't have anything... They'll address that. They've never really addressed our needs here because we've been able to prudently address that ourselves.
Okay.
I mean, there are some policemen out there that don't have vests at all.
Right.
And the federal government is trying to address that for those that have zero. Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Yeah.
Any other things come before this committee? Not a motion to adjourn is in order.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.